This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Some residents who were forced to evacuate from the sulfur fire burning in Lake County have been allowed to return, although many may find nothing left. Additional evacuation orders were issued for residents in the Potter Valley yesterday, and air quality in the immediate fire areas remains poor. Locally, residents across Humboldt County have organized donation drives for needed items, and in addition to local police and fire departments, charities, business owners, students, and faculty at HSU, you can add St. Bernard's Academy, Advanced Security Systems, Humboldt Fence Company, Pacific Motorsports, and Danco to the list. You can drop off donations at those locations beginning today. State Senator Mike McGuire reports that the monetary donation drive set up by Redwood Credit Union has brought in more than $1.2 million in just the past 2 days. You can donate at redwoodcu.org, North Bay Fire Relief Fund. A Granite Bay, California man suffered life-threatening injuries and will also face felony DUI charges after he allegedly caused a head-on collision on Lower Mad River Road yesterday. 26-year-old Ryan Johnston was arrested on suspicion of DUI and then released to medical personnel before being flown to an out-of-area hospital for treatment. The CHP reports he lost control of his vehicle while speeding and collided head-on into a pickup driven by a Eureka man. That driver and a passenger suffered minor to moderate injuries. The city of Blue Lake will charge a $160 fee and require residents who wish to grow marijuana for personal use to submit an application. Blue Lake has banned commercial marijuana activity in the city, and the minimum $160 fee is ostensibly to be used for inspection of personal grows, a regulation that could soon face a lawsuit by the ACLU, which filed a lawsuit against the city of Fontana over a similar measure earlier this year. The Coast Guard is asking for the public's help in identifying the suspect or suspects who have repeatedly shined a laser at Coast Guard helicopters flying over McKinleyville. The latest attack occurred Tuesday night as pilots were training at the county airport. As the pilots approached the airport, a laser was pointed at the aircraft from a wooded area about 3 miles east of McKinleyville. The pilots immediately landed the helicopter and were taken for a medical evaluation. The lasers can cause flash blindness or temporary loss of night vision, and the act of shining a laser at an aircraft is both a federal and a state crime. A new visitor center will open in Eureka tomorrow as Humboldt Maid and the Clark Museum hold a kickoff event at the Clark Plaza tomorrow afternoon from 1 until 6 p.m. A few blocks away, Humboldt Bay Fire will host its annual open house at the downtown fire station on C Street as part of National Fire Prevention Week. The theme for this year's event is Every Second Counts, Plan Two Ways Out, to remind community members to have a proper escape plan in case of emergency. The open house will run from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.